yesterday, Speaks did a story about some ladies in New Hampshire that were taking the fight all the way up to the Supreme Court. They want to be able to free the nipple and go topless.
Show me your boobie.
And the Supreme Court's like, get out of here. We ain't messing with all that. We got bigger problems. We got bigger fish to fry
than seeing your nurple. But it posed a larger question, sort of a hypothetical, that just because you can, would you, as a woman?
Doesn't mean you will or would. Look, they should be have the right to do whatever they want if they want. It's just a nipple. And
most
men can walk around topless at the beach. Men can walk around topless down the city street if they want. Men can go jogging topless. Men can be topless wherever they want.
Yeah.
Women, no.
No.
So they're trying to get the free the nipple thing passed so that they can be just like us. But I said yesterday that I think even if this thing does pass and the Supreme Court or whoever grants women the right to go topless whenever and wherever they want, I don't think a lot of women would even do it.
We turned to Misha in that moment, and let's reheat your response. Now, Misha, we posed the question to you because we received an email from the company alleging that you have breasts. And we asked you, as a woman, if you had the option to, would you take advantage of the option?
Oh, of course, yes.
In what capacity? In what capacity?
Listen.
Because I'm still not buying it. Tell
bras
me what.
Suck.
No, we're talking about going topless.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm assuming free the nipple, so that's no bra, no top, nothing.
Yeah, being nude
cool.
From the waist up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When and where are you? Would you be doing this?
Well, probably not at work and not anywhere where you need a shirt to be, but...
Where would you?
Like at the beach? Because
yeah.
I was saying
gathering.
The beach yesterday, and the listener's like, hey, this isn't just the beach. This is everywhere, bro. And I get that. I understand that. I was just using the beach as an example because that would be the most likely place.
Church potluck.
That would be the most likely place where you would probably see it happen, where I think that the majority of people, women, wouldn't even.
I made a niçoise salad, and here's my
maybe like a park. Like I see... Like, guys probably take off their shirts in, like, parks. Like, anywhere you would go topless.
So you and the ladies are out at the park throwing the Frisbee around, mm-hmm. having a little picnic, much like the boys would do. Boys take their shirts off, want to get a little sun on them pecs.
Yeah.
You and the ladies are just freeing them up, being topless, throwing the Frisbee around.
Oh, for sure.
Show me that nipple.
Free the nipple. Some women in New Hampshire, I guess, were really going hard with this, trying to get it passed through the Supreme Court. And I guess it eventually will happen. Maybe. I don't know. But the question is not if women should have the right. Of course they should have the right to bare their nipples. But if it does pass, I mean, would ladies even do it?
Yeah, exactly. We got some ladies chiming in here. Barb says, yes, I do it at the beach, the pool, parks, washing my car, front yard. I don't give a damn.
What?
Rosalie ain't mad at that. She apparently goes topless at pools and beaches where it's allowed. I wouldn't go into parks. I have a feeling a lot of women would do this for the attention. I do it for no tan lines. Well, Rosalie, if you don't mind,
I like tan lines.
Yeah, and don't sleep on tan
Rosalie.
Lines.
I think tan lines are sexy.
I love a tan line. Becky says, and I think she's reiterating a point I made yesterday, just putting it out there, I'm 100% sure that Lena Dunham would walk around topless. That's what you're signing up for if you're endorsing this. Yes, not every single person walking around is going to look like Charlotte Flair. A lot of them are going to be, you know, audience members on The View. Javon says, God. Y'all can be out here all free and easy, but I'm keeping Flotsam and Jetsam locked down.
You know, I propose that men be banned from showing their breasts as well.
Right. If anything, go the other way. Make us put some clothes on.
Men and women. And get one of those Saudi Arabian robes, so only eyes only.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
Eyes only.
Bunch of cool looking ninjas walking
around. I don't have to
look
at you. I don't have to look at people. That's a great idea. I don't even have to look at people.
Yeah.
Everyone should be covered.
Wear that outfit that Charlie Brown did when he dressed as a ghost. Just to eye hole. Nah,
that's
people are going to think they're clan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's do ninja or burka. I don't want to see none of y'all.
No.
Actually, I want to see
sick
all
of looking
y'all.
At people.
I want to see the hair on your chest, all you lovely Armenian men and women. Let's talk to Brian on Dundalk. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Hi.
So my biggest question is, if the whole free nipple thing gets passed, I'm for it. I don't care. And if I get caught looking at another female, is that sexual harassment?
Interesting. Hey, eyes up here, eyes up here.
I don't know.
We'll have to cross that nipple bridge when we come to it. It's a good point. When there's already some cleavage or side boob, and you try and like,
dude, look.
You have to do it sneaky-like. If they're just swinging in the wind, I think you got to expect some gazing, right?
A big, Stephanie says, a big maybe at the beach, but no chance anywhere else.
Gotcha.
That's a big maybe.
Thank you, Brian. Good question. Let's talk to another lovely lady here. Let's talk to Arthur. Arthur, good morning.
Where are the ladies at? 410-338-1098.
Arthur, what's up?
Arthur, you're not a lady.
Arthur, hey, that's me. What's up, gentlemen?
Hi.
What's up?
Hello, ma'am.
There's two things to this, okay? Number one,
go ahead.
There's going to be a heightened risk of pedophiles around.
Okay. Continue.
Second thing.
Off
to a great start.
Because are you saying because children, female children, would be going topless? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, if the women are allowed to go topless, okay,
yeah.
You got the 15-year-olds, the 16-year-olds, the 17-year-olds that are going to be wanting to do the same thing.
I think it would be restricted to adults.
Yeah, I think it would be restricted to adults.
I think 21 and older. You have to get a breast license.
Okay.
It would encourage bestiality.
And here's the thing. People just don't, like, become pedophiles.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I wasn't going to have sex with a kid, but now that I see your 15-year-old, you changed my mind. Yeah, I am going to go ahead and just punch out of that.
That argument always, that was the bathroom argument, too.
Well, you let them use the same bathrooms we are, we're just going to pounce on them.
There's going to be an increase in necrophilia.
Yeah, and pedophile, what?
Let me marry people my rifle.
You're either a pedophile or you're not.
Yeah.
You just don't decide one day to become one.
Let's talk to Michelle in Carroll County. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you guys?
How are you?
Better now.
Would you take them out in public if you were fully allowed to?
I honestly am okay with it. My only issue is I am a mother with two kids as well, and I think what kind of an example would I be setting for my children? My children are very well endowed.
Oh.
And they don't look like, one of them does not look like she's underage, so she could easily pass. 18 if they make this legal.
How is it a bad example? I don't understand.
Because I don't think a 15-year-old kid should get the notion that it's okay to do that.
Yeah, but don't you do adult stuff now that kids aren't allowed to do? I mean,
smoke, drink, rent cars.
Right, and how many kids are doing that at 15, 16, 17 years old?
All of mine.
So you do everything right that you're not setting any kind of bad example for your child?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm definitely not perfect.
Yeah,
but I still think you'll be setting a bad example.
I don't know.
All right, cool.
Okay.
1 million moms checking
out. I'm not going to argue with people. I mean, look, if that's what you think, that's what you think.
Yeah, you're your kids. You raise them as you want to. Just keep them off my lawn. Keep your big-breasted children off my lawn. I don't want to see that. It's awful. I have to paint my
windows. What is the deal in Europe? I don't know what the deal is over there.
I think most people are encouraged to
Europe,
go to
Europe, the kids
school.
Can drink alcohol. They can drink wine, right?
The drinking age is like 4.
There, anybody's allowed to be naked anytime they want or something like that. They seem to be doing okay.
Let's talk to, am I saying this right? Anon?
Yes, I can't use my name.
Got it. Anon, I'm going to call you Mrs. X.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Nippy Nipperson.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Nippy.
I'm sorry, my phone fell.
This has been great. Let's go ahead and move on to, is it Athena? Is it Athena or Athena? What's
the
that
water?
Here? Is it, hold on, let me see if I got you right
there. We're crashing and burning.
Athena? Yeah. Who's this?
Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, I'm totally down with releasing the nip. I would like to be able to sit outside of my pool and tan properly. I don't care if I'm at the beach. If guys can do it, why can't women? We're all for women rights. Here's a woman right.
Oh, but wouldn't it encourage sexual assault?
Yeah. Wouldn't there just be Weinsteins leaping
sexual
out of the tall
assault,
grass
there's
at everyone?
Be more pedophilia. You're setting a bad example for kids. Let's lump bestiality in there. Might as well.
Yeah, dogs are going to be getting impregnated by people from Indiana. Bunch of ne'er-do-wells. See, this is why Josh's idea is great. None of these problems are a problem if everyone's covered up. Burlap sacks.